Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is MedTalk, presented by HCA Midwest Health. I'm Jamie Monticelli with Dr. Stephanie Shustek, ER physician. We're talking about what parents should know for the summer. The days are getting longer, the weather is getting warmer, kids are spending more time outdoors, and so now that we're into spring, it's time to get your kids and your grandkids ready as they head outside, whether it's temperatures rising or getting kids ready for camps or hiking, sports, playgrounds, or bike rides. Injuries can happen quickly, and so we're talking to Dr. Shustek about how to prevent injuries. Most importantly, what to do if your child is injured. So, Dr. Shustek, exactly how common are visits to the ER with kids injured in sports?
They're actually a lot more common than you would think. About every 25 seconds, or to put it in terms of numbers, 1.3 million visits per year to the ER due to injuries related to sports with kids. It can range anywhere from concussion to knees or the dreaded ACL injury. And those are just the numbers at the HCA facilities.
And so, again, with our youth, those injuries can include a lot of things. What can we do for our kids ahead of time to prevent some of those injuries?
Prevention and kind of pre-workout stretching knowledge of sports injuries. Kids telling their parents when they have an injury instead of working through it and what they used to say, suck it up and keep going. No, because what you do is you just injure and re-injure the injury, and it just gets worse and worse and can become a very chronic injury.
Does it make a difference how early kids start playing sports?
It does. Kids have what we call growth plates, which are the places between the major bones of the body. If you injure growth plates, you could most definitely have a very long-term injury without proper treatment.
Are there any sports that you steer kids away from?
I would steer clear of sports that have been known to cause serious injury, head injuries in particular, football, which is huge here in the Midwest, but head injuries are very significant in children.
It's interesting you mention that because there is a lot of focus in the last couple of years on the concussions that kids get from football, and there's a lot of debate about whether parents want their kids in football, if there are ways to make that safer. And that's not the only one. We've talked before about rugby is not as popular here,
sure,
but there are other sports like hockey that are, or even, you know, just soccer where the kids are running into each other sometimes,
right,
that can be really bad for kids.
Absolutely.
So I've seen a lot of my neighbors starting to mow their lawn. We've been talking about this a lot lately. And a lot of times you'll be driving down the street and you see kids riding on their lawnmowers with their parent or their grandparent. We all did it, but is it safe?
Absolutely not. There are probably 800 amputation injuries a year with regards to lawnmowers. You should never let anyone less than 16 do a pull mower, and they should never ride on a mower due to the amputation injury risk.
Without getting too graphic in describing that, what happens?
So what happens is, especially, well, the pull mower, the walk-behind mower, now a lot of them have safety features where they have to hold the bar in order for the mower to go. The older ones, the mower, the blades still turn. If the mower turns upside down, you can lose toes, fingers, even larger limbs. The ride-on mowers are even more dangerous because they have larger blades and bigger mowers.
And kids can fall. I just think anytime a child can fall, nothing good is gonna happen out of that.
No.
So what about trampolines? It seems like every spring or summer you hear these horrible stories about injuries from those, and I see why kids want to play on them. They're fun. They're fun for adults, too, let's face it. And a really great way to get exercise, but what are the dangers in having kids on trampolines?
One of the worst arm fractures I've ever seen was on a trampoline. A young girl just on a trampoline with her friends, she fell onto the bar on the support on the outside of the trampoline, broke her arm pretty significantly. You can also run the risk of head injuries, neck injuries, especially when there's more than one kid on a trampoline.
Is there any way to make a trampoline safer? You've seen them with the nets around them, so at least they can't fall out of them. How effective are things like that, like the nets?
They're fairly effective with regards to jumping off the trampoline, landing awkwardly off the trampoline. But definitely the safest thing is to do one jumper at a time. If there are two jumpers at a time, separate them and always have adult supervision.
We are seeing an explosion with the electric scooters and the mopeds. What kind of injuries are you treating in the ER, if any?
A lot. Anything from like a skin abrasion, which is just a brush on the skin, to concussion, to more serious injuries. They think that it's not a motorized vehicle, but it is. It has a motor. And a lot of kids don't wear helmets with it because it's just a scooter. But you need to take all safety precautions with those vehicles.
Tell me about the kinds of injuries that you get then from the scooters.
Scooters, you can fall off the scooter, again, have an abrasion. You could break an ankle, concussion, break an arm, to anywhere even more serious, getting hit by another vehicle, such as a car, having significant chest and abdominal trauma with that.
Can you tell me about the study out of Southern California about the kids that were had fallen or collided with an object while distracted?
90% of those riders that fell out of those studies collided with an object because they were distracted. Either they have their headphones in, they're texting, they're not paying attention, they're talking with their friends. Very significant injuries from that as well.
So what are some tips in terms of keeping kids safer on scooters?
Again, the younger the child probably shouldn't be on a scooter. And education, just like you have driver training for a vehicle, you should have practice and driver training for the scooters. Know the rules of the road. Know where you can and cannot ride your scooter and how fast your scooter goes. Also very important.
Talk to me about that, about speed. What's an alarming speed to you for a kid?
Really, anything more than 10 miles an hour is an alarming speed. Because not only are you going that fast, but you're going to impact whatever you impact, the ground, another vehicle, another person, at that speed. And it can be cumulative with regards to impact trauma.
We see a lot of the bird scooters around and those kinds of things that are intended for adults, but I think we've all seen a kid on them. How are those different than the ones that parents might have at home?
Well, they're different because they're not appropriately sized for a child. So all of the safety features that are intended for adults don't really apply to kids. Different weights, different sizes, it's not effective for the safety of the child.
I know we're talking outdoors. We spent a lot of time talking about that. Are there injuries indoors that you see in emergency rooms for kids in summer?
Oh, sure. You think about, it's beautiful outside. I'm going to garden. Well, then you have all your chemicals for gardening. You have your weed killer. You have your plant grower. And sometimes those containers leak. Kids get step in it. They put their hands in it. Then they eat it. Or they have shears around, because you're going to prune your hedges because they're overgrown from the winter. And those are very sharp and very dangerous.
Wow. Now you got me thinking about garages
and
what people keep in there or in their sheds in the back that kids could get into when they've got a little more time to wander around a little bit. Ordinarily, it's summer, so they're curious. They've got the time to go check things out. What else might be in a closet or in a garage or something that parents need to really secure?
Oh, it could be anything. It could be anything from an unmaintained outlet from, say, a freezer that's been running all winter and now is piled behind stuff, or when they're getting out their summer furniture and it's not piled safely and the kid just goes to grab something and it all falls down. So many things in the garage that can be very dangerous.
Would it be helpful at all for parents to keep up the National Poison Center?
Absolutely.
Around the house?
Absolutely. Paste that number on the fridge next to the phone. It is 1-800-222-1222.
Thanks to Dr. Stephanie Shustick, ER physician from Belton, for joining us. This has been MedTalk, presented by HCA Midwest Health. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.